This is Wade Reth with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. An 1875 article in the Houston Telegraph made clear who the potential vote sellers were. The low, groveling, equal before the law, lazy, purchasable Negro who pays no taxes and who must be prevented from neutralizing the vote of a good citizen and taxpayer. The specter of vote buying was also invoked to justify the state's all-white primaries. A record $2.4 million fine was levied against Pennsylvania State University in violation of the Clery Act of 1990 for not reporting sexual assault allegations against former coach Jerry Sandusky. San Francisco only has 60 units of public housing that it controls now, having shed more than 6,500 units in recent years to private developers and nonprofits. Some Republican congressmen are threatening to impeach Hillary Clinton over email and influence peddling for Clinton Foundation. Some are also threatening to block approval of a new Supreme Court justice for the full 4 years of a first term. Trump claims there will be a constitutional crisis if she wins. The race has narrowed according to polls, but she leads by 3 points and in critical battleground states. Center for Disease Control reports that the suicide rate for children aged 10 to 14 is now caught up with the rate of death from traffic accidents. Old age begins early in China. The legal retirement age for working women is 50 and 55 for civil servants and 60 for most men. Polling by Siena College and the New York Times finds that Clinton is more likely to pick up the so-called missing white voters than Trump this election based on voter registration figures that have skewed younger. A recent Pew Research poll found that 81% of partisans of particular parties they surveyed differed not only about policies, but also about basic facts. Progressive reformers in the North made appeals to justify more elaborate requirements for voter registration historically. New Jersey, for example, established a voter register system in 1911 that gave prospective voters 4 days to register, required voters to re-register every time they failed to vote, and applied only to large cities. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.